Dear Journal, how could I ever forget the day I got my first bike? It was all sparkly and shiny, the coolest bike in the neighborhood. But before long, the shine started to wear off. And then, when everybody else started getting new bikes, dirt bikes, I realized how lame my old bike was. And that's how things stood this morning when Skeeter came over. Oh, man.
Hey, man. Wanna go ride bikes?
Man, I wish I had a cool new dirt bike like yours, Skeet.
Aw, your bike's okay.
Yeah, right. My bike's so lame, I'm thinking about hiring somebody to steal it. Who did it? Who did it? Who did it?
Relax, man. Who did what?
Who stole my bike? That's me.
Bluffington operator, what is your emergency?
Hello? Somebody stole my bike. What should I...
What is your address, please?
21 Jumbo Street. Should I ask for the police or...
Who is it?
Police! Somebody report a theft.
Whoa!
Thank you.
So, where are your parents, kid?
Shopping.
Are you gonna dust for fingerprints and stuff?
Yeah, sure, kid. How much would you say the bike is worth?
Well, at least, $150.
Did the perpetrators expropriate anything else from the domicile?
Excuse me?
What else did they steal?
Oh, nothing, I think.
A professional would have taken something more expensive. My guess is it was just some kid, maybe about your age.
But I know all the kids around here.
Maybe you don't know them as well as you think. Okay. That should do it. We'll mail you a copy of the report in a week or so.
A week? Wow! You're gonna get the bike back that fast?
Nah, I doubt we'll get it back.
What?
No clues, no leads, no evidence. Son, your bike is long gone. Have a nice day.
My bike gone.
I know how you feel, man. I know how you feel, man.
Skeeter didn't have a clue how I felt. Nobody did. I felt completely alone. Except for you, Pork Chop. I wish I knew who took it. What if the police were right? What if it is someone I know?
Come on, guys.
They seem so innocent.
Hey, Doug. Sorry about your bike.
We were just going to the Honker Burger. Want to come?
Oh, sure. I guess.
Great! Let's go! Sorry. Wouldn't a real burglar take something like a stereo or a TV?
That's what the police said. They said it was probably just a kid because all they took was a lame old beat-up bike.
You.
Sip?
It wasn't a lame bike. It was a classic. Okay, maybe not a classic, but it was mine.
Well, look on the bright side, Doug. At least they didn't steal your brain like in Zombie Beach Party.
What were they all laughing at?
Think they unloaded the bike yet?
Nah, they probably chopped it up for parts.
Yeah, you gotta move that stuff fast. It's a cash and carry business.
And how did they know so much about stealing bikes?
That's what they do on TV anyway.
Hey, you guys. Here, Doug, I bought you some fries.
And where was Connie getting all of this money all of a sudden?
What about the registration number?
You can get that off with a file.
Suddenly, it seemed like it could have been any of them.
Rats!
It's open, you numbskull!
It's gone!
I got here first, losers!
All right, Roger. Hand over the bike and nobody gets hurt.
Chucky!
Nobody gets out until I get the bike.
Not so fast, BB. That bike is mine.
Give me the bike, or...
or everybody gets it.
The bike's mine. Give it back.
Whoever had stolen my bike, well, I was going to make absolutely sure they didn't get any more of my stuff. But before I could do that, I had to get it all back. It took me almost a whole hour, but I got back everything I had ever loaned to anyone. Guys, it's me, Doug. I came to get back my flashlight.
We're busy, Doug. You cannot come in.
Why not? What are you hiding?
Yes! Power is mine! The heat of a thousand suns!
Doug, you should not be in here without goggles. You might have been blinded by our awesome power.
Sorry. Can I have my flashlight back?
Certainly. It's over there.
When I finally had all my stuff back, I made sure there was no way anybody could ever steal any of it again. But I still didn't feel safe.
My boy, you've come to the right place. I own more security devices than Fort Knox. I got alarms on my alarms. Why, I could show you... Well, wait a minute, what exactly are you looking for?
I want to be totally safe.
Well, safety is a relative thing, Douglas. Relatively expensive, that is. I mean, do you think you need computerized locks?
Yes.
Oh, well, how about closed-circuit TV?
Yes.
Laser-activated alarm system?
Yes.
Bulletproof glass windows?
Yes.
Steel-reinforced concrete walls?
Yes, yes. I need all these things. I want my room to be a fortress. I want to know everything that happens in it all the time. I want to be totally safe from everybody. I trust no one.
Douglas, are you insane? Whoops, there goes the laser alarm.
Should we go check what it is?
No, probably a squirrel or something. Darn thing goes off all the time. I don't pay much attention to it anymore.
You're right. It's just Al and Moo on their bike. Wait a minute. That's my bike. Hey, give me back my bike.
That bunny has gone berserk.
We are doomed.
You creeps! You stole my bike!
No, insane Doug. We purchased it at a thrift store.
Don't lie! Beat it before I call the cops. What have they done to you? They've mutilated you, those monsters.
Hey there, mister. Have we got a surprise for you? Ta-da! It was on sale!
You bought me a new bike?
Let's just call it an early Christmas gift, partner.
And don't worry about what to do with your old bike. We recycled it.
You did?
Yes, we gave it to the thrift store.
Whoa, cool bike!
Doug, this is the best! Now you can come ride with us again.
There he is, officers.
Careful, he's dangerous.
Hold your horses, you two. Excuse me, Mr. and Mrs. Funny. But these kids claim your boy Dog took their bike.
Is this true, son?
I can explain.
So that's how I got my new bike. Of course, I gave my old bike back to Al and Moo, but I was glad it had found a good home. And once I explained everything to Mom and Dad, they didn't do much. Just grounded me for a week. Well, anyway, I guess it serves me right. How could I have suspected my friends of stealing from me? I'm glad I got over that. Well, good night, Pork Chop.